imposed. That's a tweet from United States President Donald Trump Tuesday morning. As of midnight, the U.S. has reimposed economic sanctions on Iran that were lifted under a 2015 international agreement. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
3 months after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear accord, he's reimposed sanctions, targeting, among other things, transactions involving American dollars and Iran's automotive sector, with more sanctions to come in 3 months. The president tweets, "Anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with the United States," adding, "I am asking for world peace, nothing less." European allies are upset by the move, saying the nuclear accord was doing the job of limiting Iran's nuclear program. The EU has moved to protect European businesses from the sanctions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Twin fires in the western U.S. state of California that are being treated as one became the largest wildfire in state history, destroying an area nearly the size of Los Angeles. The blaze is known as the Mendocino Complex. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said as of late Monday, the Mendocino fire was only 30% contained. The flames have so far destroyed about 150 structures. Resident Michael Chrisman said to KTXL TV, the burning pine trees generate intense heat.
When those big pine trees take off, man, they were huge flames.
Doreen Gatewood, a fire information officer, told VOA no one had been killed in the blaze. Human Rights Watch said Tuesday Zimbabwean security forces and unidentified gunmen have beaten and harassed dozens of people in a crackdown on the political opposition following a disputed election. A joint statement by the United States and EU condemned the eruption of violence. This is VOA News. A Zimbabwe court freed on bail 27 opposition supporters arrested by police last week on accusations of fomenting post-election violence. Violence again erupted last week after President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling party won a national election. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop offered her country's support to Indonesia on Tuesday, this following the powerful earthquake that struck the neighboring island of Lombok on Sunday. Bishop was speaking at the Bali Process Conference in Bali, which went ahead despite concerns following the 7.0 magnitude quake that has killed 98 people so far.
The death toll is rising, hundreds are injured, and the damage is widespread. We offer our support to Indonesia at this difficult time, and we stand ready to assist the Indonesian government should that be required.
Bishop was addressing the conference alongside Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, who told the conference that so far there was no indication that any foreign nationals had been killed in the quake. The destructive lava eruption at the foot of the Kilauea volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii has slowed to a virtual halt in recent days for the first time in over 3 months. That's according to geologists on Monday, although it was too soon to tell what might happen next. The World Health Organization says vaccinations are expected to begin this week, perhaps as early as Wednesday, to help stem the latest Ebola outbreak in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The WHO says the same expert team that led the vaccination program during a recent Ebola outbreak in Congo's Equator province will be deployed to the cities of Beni and Mangina in North Kivu province, where Ebola was detected last week. It says vaccinations in North Kivu will follow the same ring vaccination method. That means people most at risk of infection, such as health workers and first responders, will be vaccinated first. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
WHO estimates the number of confirmed and probable cases of Ebola at 43, including 34 deaths. On August 7th, 20 years ago, terrorists set off explosives in pickup trucks outside the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. 258 people were killed, including 12 Americans. Thousands more were injured. The explosions reduced much of the interior of the U.S. embassy in Kenya to rubble. The majority of the Kenyan casualties resulted from the collapse of adjacent buildings nearby. The U.S. Embassy bombings in East Africa introduced the American public to Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, who claimed responsibility for the death and destruction. I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News.
This This is Border Crossings.